Tim, if your prospects want to know more about your company, what would you say?
Okay. I'm going to repeat that question back, and I want you to just confirm if that's your question. What you asked me was, if your prospect wants to know about your company, what do you say? Is that your question?
That's right.
Okay. Hang on just a second. All right. So what the question was is, if a prospect asks you about your company, then what do you say? All right. First of all, I've not really gotten this through, and for those of you who have gotten Professional Inviter, you know that people don't normally ask me that, and it's because I'm just running through and I'm finding out what that person wants in life and helping them get it. Now, what normally happens, though, is that after they've watched Brilliant Compensation, and then I get back on the phone with them, that's when it is that they will actually have that question. And then, so what I do there is I link it to the basketball going through the garden hose. And we'll get to this section, and I'll go in depth on this once we get to the follow-up part of this. But typically what goes on there is that, you know, the person has watched it, and I say, so what did you think of the basketball going through the garden hose? And the person will tell me what, you know, about it. I'll say, what did you like best about, you know, what made the most sense, or some phrase like that. And then they'll say, well, you know, it just made a lot of sense to me, blah, 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 blah. And so then that's when I will use it. I'll use what they said, and I'll go, well, you know, the company that I'm working with takes advantage of blah, blah trend. And that's really about all that I talk about until they have asked some question, some specific question about the company. Now, if you're roll dialing through a list of people who are already in network marketing, and you know, and I'm not necessarily saying that I recommend doing that. I'm just saying that if that's what you're doing, then you've got a more educated person, and so they're going to want information about your company, and you know, and so you're going to have to say something or other about it. But normally, working with typical prospects, I don't ever get that. And if they do tell me about it, or if they do ask me for some strange reason out of the ordinary, or if I've got somebody who, you know, they are already in network marketing or they've been in network marketing and they're shopping for a company, then the way that I handle that particular one is I'll pick right up on it and I say, let's suppose that this person said, you know, can you tell me a little bit about your company, right? If that happens to be the question, I would say back to that person, do you know what it is that you're actually looking for? Because, you know, I've got hours and hours and hours of information about the company, but what I'd like to do is I'd like to tailor that specifically for what you're looking for. And so what is it that you're actually looking for? What I'm trying to share with you is that I am not going to move to the explanation stage of a business when I am in an invite with a person. I am not going to allow them to move me off of what I'm trying to accomplish. I want to help them, but I need to know some certain information before I can help them and what it is that they're looking for in a business, right? And so, you know, if they said, well, you know, I want to make some extra money, I want to do this and I want to do that. And I would say, all right, well, very good. And when you're looking at a company, what's the number one most important thing when you look at a company? And let's say that person says, I want a company that is stable. I want that thing to be rock solid because I've had a company go out of business on me. Then I say, okay, very good, I got it. Now I know how to answer him. I know for me to talk to him about things that show stability. Okay, otherwise you're going to be just rambling. You're going to be going, our company's got 25 worldwide patents. We're traded on the New York. Sorry about that. I still have my speakers on my thing here. We have 25 worldwide patents. We have New York Stock Exchange. We're publicly traded, and we've got this person, and we've got, you know, it's all just junk. It's all jabber. None of it matters to the prospect, and that's the only person that you're talking to and for is the prospect. So, to answer your question just straight up, I have to know what it is that he's looking for, even with the question, tell me about your company. I still want to know what it is that he's actually looking for in a company. All right? So the bridge that I use, and bridge meaning the transition that I use, is typically something like, I've got several hours of information about it, and I don't want to bore you, and so can you tell me what it is that you're specifically looking for about a company? Are you looking for, you know, whatever, financial statements? Are you looking for patents? What are you looking for? Right? So that's the way that I'll transition that.